it shouldn't feel like it is ending.
CJUM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba, Winnipeg.
When a man needs a woman's love so much, in a beautiful love story, not all love is beautiful.
You're listening to Manitoba in the Moment on 101.5 UMFM. Today we're here with Sam Fournier. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. I know it took a little bit because you're a bit busy.
Yeah, and I'm terrible at scheduling.
Well, that happens, hey?
It's a lifelong struggle.
Yeah. So you have just been playing quite a few shows, as we were kind of talking about before we went on air. You just got back from Mariposa, and you were on tour with Sam Singer.
Yep. Yeah, I've been a very mobile person as of recently. I was traveling for a long time, not music related, and then, yeah, went on tour with Sam Singer, and then I just got back yesterday from a Mariposa Folk Fest with Leith Ross, and Winnipeg Folk Fest is coming up this weekend, so it's a lot of different things going on.
Yeah, busy time of the year.
Yeah, for sure. Overwhelmingly so, but hanging in.
Yeah, there. Just music time.
It's all good things, you know.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, since you've been so busy, how is it being kind of back in the city?
Good, I think. Sometimes it seems to... When I'm moving around a lot, it seems to all become confusing as to what is my real place of residence or rest, because even though this is where I'm living now, like, I'm going to be moving in about a month, so I don't really feel fully settled, and with all the coming and going, it feels like I'm home, but at the same time, like, I have these moments where I still feel like I'm in transit or I'm traveling, mm-hmm. even if I'm in my own bed or like it sort of blends into all the other, you know, hotel beds or floors that I've slept on and all these things.
Yeah. that can be a little bit of a difficult transition.
Yeah, but it can be, if I embrace it, it can be quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
It makes you realize how often we are in transit in other aspects of our life, not just the physical way.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're always in a bit of a state of motion.
Yeah, that's very true. So, kind of going a little bit more back in time there, how did you first get into music? Your family's very musical, or at least your parents.
Yes, I do come from a quite a musical family. My dad is a professional bass player and has been doing it since he was a teenager, and my mother was a classical pianist. So, and my other relatives, my extended family, there's lots of music all around. And so from a young age, I was surrounded by instruments in the house, and also seeing live music. I remember, my earliest memories are at performances and of my dad or of their friends or at festivals and stuff. And it feels like quite a privilege to have been exposed to that so early on, because a lot of people don't get to experience live music or art until they choose to do it themselves in adulthood or later teenage years.
Yeah, that's very true. So growing up in that environment, did it make kind of choosing to do music just natural, or was it kind of a winding path for you to get there?
I think once I, in about ninth grade, once I settled on the bass, I started to take more interest in it. It was a pretty clear path. I mean, as clear as a path as you can have as a little growing teenage boy, like a growing teenager. You can have these ideas of a path, but I think I just kept playing music and kept. It was the interest that remained the most prevalent in my life. And so I think I was, there's also the sort of idea of fate, and I think I was destined for the path and just chose not to stray from it, I guess.
Yeah. Ego Spank probably got to you quite
definitely,
a bit.
Definitely. Going to Ego Spank and having a great time was definitely a large influence.
Yeah. So
Ego Spank is my dad's band, by the way.
Yes.
For those that are not aware.
Which, that being said, everybody should go and listen to Ego Spank right now.
They rock.
Just have both the radio and Ego Spank going at the same time. You'll have a fantastic experience. So, you also went here to the U of M for jazz, is that right?
Yes, okay. I did a jazz, Bachelor of Jazz Studies at U of M, and I graduated in June 2024.
Yeah, and then you're going into more education in the fall.
Yep, I'm going to McGill very soon to pursue a master's in jazz composition and performance.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So after you're done all the school, are you planning on going more the artist route, or are you going to go more into teaching?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I always remain an artist. And as a career move, I guess it's a bit ambiguous, the master's degree. I don't have a clear vision of what is to come after it. But it does open, like, some teaching avenues and stuff like that. And a lot of it is also just a reason to have some change in my life and relocate and make connections in a different city, and because I've always been in Winnipeg, and as much as I love it,
you need some change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good adventure is always a good thing in life. So, you also have your guitar with you today in studio.
I do have my guitar here, serendipitously at the studio.
Would you like to play something?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Do you want to tell a little bit about the song?
Yeah, sure. It's this is a song that I wrote about a year ago, and I have a recording I did of it, but it is not released anywhere. But I will be releasing it on the 16th of July, actually, and just on my Bandcamp. And it's just a song that I've been playing for myself and connecting with a lot, and grounds me and makes me, it calms me down. And it's one of those songs that I wrote because I wanted to listen to it, kind of thing. But yeah, I'm probably also going to play it at Folkfest. I'm just trying to adjust with the cable here.
Seen piece by piece, my soulmate's shattered. I'm left with nothing but a sorry friend whose love I held.
Well, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
So you wrote that to make yourself just feel calmer. Is there any other origins it came from? Was there anything?
Well, it's called I'm Sorry, Friend, and it's this sort of... Uh, it's not in a sad or negative way, but it's kind of the realization that your soul is a bit split into countless pieces that you don't really. You're not really. I'm not really able to keep track of myself, and you tend to lean. I say you and I. It's the same thing, but just the realization that I'm constantly leaning on those that are taking care of those little pieces of my soul that I can't take care of myself, or I can't keep track of myself, and so. Yeah, I don't know. It's just
I get it.
Song for that.
Yeah. Just kind of a little bit of a thank you and...
A thank you and also apologies.
Yeah.
But not that... You don't really need to apologize, but, you know, you do anyways.
And it's good to make sure that those you love who you rely on know that as well. And I think that's just a really beautiful song for that emotion, because I feel like a lot of people feel that quite a bit and don't know how to express that, and that was done just gorgeously. So
thank you.
You're welcome. So you did mention that you're going to be playing it at the Young Performers.
Yes.
On
Friday, I think our group is the first on at 11 a.m.
Yeah, I believe you're in the same group as my friend as well.
Which?
Her name's Lily.
Lily,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys have done your group meetings yet, but...
No, that is tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah, she's a wonderful musician as well.
Great.
Yeah, she's very, very kind as well.
It's usually a good crew at the Young Performers.
Yeah, it's very true. It's always just amazing to go and watch and see all of the talent that's just coming up and exploring their music still.
Yeah, it's a very low pressure. And I also like it's such a very wide, I think it's an age range of about 10 years of eligibility. So I'm at the very... edge of the, you know, I'm 24 now, and that's the oldest you can be to do it. And the youngest age, I think, is 14. So you get people who are, they just started playing guitar, and they've only written the two songs that they're going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get people who've, you know, released music or are on a tour, and this is a part of their tour kind of thing.
Yeah. And you've done Young Performers quite a few times.
Yeah, I did it. I've done it for the past four years, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what first kind of got you to do it the first time? If you can remember. If not, it's okay.
Probably largely the free pass.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I was 20, not the most... Again, not much forethought in my life, and I think it was just a thing to do. And my mom suggested I do it, and I kind of had in the year prior, maybe, just written more songs and gotten more into it, so.
Yeah. Well, moms always have pretty good advice.
That's definitely true.
Say the least about that. So, you have, from listening to your music, again, you released on Bandcamp.
Yep.
Under, is it Basher?
Yes. That's so. It's a new name. I've gone through a bit of a identity crisis of, not really, but there's been a lot of thought in my mind of what I want to be releasing my music under and...
Mm-hmm.
What a good name would be. So, yeah, I landed on Basher. It's a bit of an ode to... Well, it is an ode to my mom's last name, Basha. and I don't know, Basher, I like the ring of, so.
It's kind of fun, too.
Yeah, I also like it because most of my music is quite subdued and low, it's not very high energy, but it's, Basher is quite a violent name, so it's, doesn't really
It immediately makes
match,
me think of, like, Ozzy Osbourne
exactly.
Head Bashers.
Yeah, but then even Ozzy Osbourne has very tender moments, so.
That is true, if you can find them.
Yeah.
So, you also, if it's not going to be too hard to talk about, but you had a concert for your mom as well?
Yeah. No, it's not. Not at all. I put on a concert to honor my mom who passed away in 2024 at the U of M Concert Hall. That was in October of last year, 2025, that I did that. Mm-hmm. And it was quite a large endeavor. Took many months of planning, and I was actually just last night I was looking at clips of it because I kind of forget about it. I'm moving on to different things in my life, and I know it was such a big event, and I feel like it happened, and then I started doing new things, and you don't want to forget about these moments, but.
It's hard when you have so much planning and then you get to it and it just goes so quick.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It was a very, I'd say, a very successful and meaningful event, and I'm very proud of it. And I think she would be too.
I would say so. You had a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, full house.
Yeah. Not much more you could ask for.
Yeah, I think we had to. I think the poor people that were in charge of tickets, like they, it was just through the U of M, whatever students that they get to do tickets, and they didn't really. I don't think they realized what the event was, and then there was just people coming who didn't have tickets, and then people who bought tickets who weren't going to come. So we just told them just let anyone in. it was such a chaotic event, and which I think is a good representation of how our family events usually go. It was hilarious. I was just going up to these really stressed out students that had no idea what was going on. I was just like, just let everyone in. Just don't even check their tickets. But it was great, yeah.
Yeah, it's really a fantastic way to honor your mom and share music as well. Which, her being pianist, that's kind of perfect.
Yeah, and she worked at U of M, and she had a very large role in raising a lot of the funds that made the concert hall possible.
So, really?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't think it would be open at this point if she hadn't done all the work that she did.
That's really, really, really amazing.
So, yeah, it felt very fitting to have it there.
Yeah. That's just really awesome. Yeah. And that you were able to do that.
Yep. And there is also a large part of the concert was raising funds for the bursary that is under her name. So if anyone wants to donate, it's the Carolyn Basha Memorial Bursary in Music. And I think if you look it up on the U of M donate website, you find the steps.
You should be able to donate pretty easily.
Yeah.
And then you also did another event at the U of M as well, a gallery.
Oh yeah, I wasn't actually at that, but my friend Cole had an exhibit for some photographs at the that gallery in the attaché complex, and he asked me to write some music or provide some ambient music for it because we've collaborated a bit before. And so, yeah, I just put together in a few days, I just put together a big album of some ambient music, which is also on my Bandcamp, actually, under Music for Photographs.
So if anybody wants to hear more of Sam's stuff than what we're playing on the show today, go to Bandcamp.
Go to Bandcamp and buy my music and a lot of people's music.
Yeah. Support the musicians.
Yeah.
So we are going to play one of your songs from your first EP, Olivia, and then we will be back after. So here is Olivia by Sam on 101.5 UMFM.
Trout Forest Music Festival is back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. This year's lineup is stacked with standout voices as Union Duke bring their high-voltage harmonies, Bros Landreth bring their signature soul and guitar craft, and returning folk legend Lynn Miles delivers a songwriting masterclass. Plus the Mike T. Kerr Trio, Two Crows for Comfort, The Barrel Boys, Sarah Kay, Hendrika, Tommy Douglas Keenan, and more. It's a weekend that ranges from intimate to full-tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com, with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talent is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Called it marijuana. Everything I see now ends in a comma. Can't believe you might wanna stick around. Turning the dial in search of a station. The last 2 years, just one long staycation.
Do you belong to a club of gamers with an amazing logo just screaming to be put onto t-shirts or hoodies? Are you a member of an intramural floor hockey team looking to intimidate the competition with your matching uniforms? No matter what your group's requirements for custom garments, from t-shirts to hoodies to sweatpants to jackets, local custom printing shop, printedshirts.ca, has got you covered. For over 20 years, the friendly staff at this homegrown Winnipeg company has been helping groups just like yours, big and small, on the U of M campus, with printed or embroidered garments, as well as an incredible variety of promotional products. Visit their website at printedshirts.ca or pop into their showroom at 464 Hargrave Street in the Exchange District to see what printed shirts can do for you.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and we are Manitoba in the Moment. Today we have Sam on, as if you have been listening. is here with us today.
I sure am.
Which is fantastic. So, prior to the ads, we listened to, I think it's the first track on your EP?
Yes.
Olivia.
Olivia.
And you released that about 2 years ago now?
Yeah, December 2024. So, yeah, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, quite a bit. So, I remember being at your show, because I may have been forced to go Twisted Arm by our mutual friend.
Also a child of a member of Ego Spank.
Which, again, go listen to Ego Spank.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a really good show. Is that The Handsome Daughter. It's good. It was kind of my first time performing, like booking my own show for my own music for that kind of music. I'd done it lots for jazz and as a bass player, but as a songwriter, it was my first real performance. So it was a lot of nerves, and it all went very well. Now it feels so far away, but
yeah. I remember you were wearing like a thick wool sweater on stage, and the whole time I was just thinking, how is he?
Well, I don't think I had a sweater. I had a long sleeve shirt and a hat.
You had something like heavy on.
Yeah. Maybe I did. I don't remember.
It was a while ago.
Yeah. It was a long time.
Yeah. So where did this EP come from? Was it just a bunch of songs you stuck together, or?
Yeah, so I think all of the songs I had written in the months, in like the 3 or 4 months prior to releasing it, I'd record music myself at my home, so I just have been doing that for a long time, and just usually little ideas, but then it started to develop more. And as we talked about before, my mother passed in July of 2024, and that was obviously a catalyst for a lot of emotions and just change in my life. And one of the things that came out of that was more songwriting, and or at least more in-depth songwriting, and a shift in it. And with that, I was also recording these songs, and then I just ended up having a collection of recordings that seemed fitting for an EP to release under one collection. So yeah, and the individual songs, I can't speak much about the songwriting, because it just was, a lot of it was just very
high emotions,
but just natural, just a naturally occurring thing. It didn't feel so much like an intentional pursuit of a song. It was just, they just seemed to happen.
Yeah, so just something you needed to get out.
Yeah, or something that had to that I just arrived at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
it's kind of great when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, this is the joy of being an accompanying musician, because I don't need to always be so focused on my songwriting. So in order to play music, because I'm playing music all the time for other people, and then it allows me to just take my time with my own songs and do what I want with it, and let it happen naturally, and not be feeling too much pressure for I don't have deadlines, really. I just make them myself.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of rolling with that for now.
Well, I guess it's more of like a relaxing thing for you in a way then.
Yes, it's, yeah, grounding, and just something I enjoy doing and will just keep doing as long as I enjoy it.
Yeah. So would you say for a lot of your music, because you do put things out pretty sporadically,
yeah,
that it's just what comes to mind, or?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not the most, if you look at it in a career perspective or an industry perspective, I do the things that they say that you just should not do, like release music with no preamble or no announcement. I'll just be like, it's going to drive me crazy if I don't just get this somewhere, so I'm just going to do it now, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, but it's just kind of how I like to do it. So, and my favorite for my music, my favorite way to perform it is usually in small settings, anyways, house concerts or pretty much just that, house concerts. I mean, I enjoy other ways too, but they just require work that, I don't know if I have the energy for all the time, and I don't know, it's just house, when you're in a little house and it's full of people that you love, it's just seems like the, what music is for, and so yeah, that's my favorite way to do it. And I guess the releasing on Bandcamp in little bursts is a similar thing. Like, it just, some people will resonate with it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, for sure. Music is definitely for community than anything else.
Yes.
Which kind of reminds me, didn't you do Red House last summer?
Is that what it's called? I did that. I think that was in a jazz context. I don't remember who I played with. It was probably my friends I've been playing jazz with forever, Evan, Josh, and Nolan. I think it was the four of us. I hope I'm not getting that wrong, but
something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a nice concert series.
It is. I didn't see anything about it this year yet. I hope they do something again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. I haven't heard anything either.
Yeah. Well, it's still early in the summer, so...
Yeah, the tornadoes are going around and...
Yeah. Rain every other day.
Yep.
But still, you got your music.
Yep, and no fire.
Yet. Fingers crossed.
Yep.
So, also, we kind of went in a little bit of your style of music, but you like to do a lot of more lo-fi acoustic stuff. Do you kind of land on that? Because jazz is not usually...
Yeah, I think I like very... I don't really think too much about genre, but I guess I gravitate towards more visceral music and very sensitive music, whether it doesn't necessarily mean it's quiet or loud, but just music that is aware of the senses and is kind to the senses. Again, does not mean loud or quiet or lots of instruments or little instruments. It just means whatever is happening, it's in an intentional way and in a way that is, it makes you feel like you are appreciated by the music and
connecting.
Yeah, and it's trying to establish a connection with you. I guess that manifests in different ways for me, like whether it's really crazy, chaotic, free jazz, which is often very cathartic, or if it's very quiet, singing and playing guitar. Either way, it's with the intention of connecting and letting some kind of, finding some common ground in emotion and Yeah, in an honest way, I think that's the most important part.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Definitely, your music sounds like something to connect everybody together and not try to make anybody feel left out in any way.
Yeah, I mean, that it's... I'm glad it comes across that way. I attempt to do that in my everyday life, but obviously it's very difficult.
It is. But your music certainly does it. I feel like anybody could listen to it, and it would just be good for everyone, especially for today, because it's just kind of in between things, and it feels like it's a good thing to bring people back to just present space or take a second to just chill out from whatever's going on.
Absolutely. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we're going to listen to the second song on your EP called Stop Shouting, and then we'll be back with more. So here is Stop Shouting by Sam on 101.5 UMFM.
See you.
was Stop Shouting from Sam's EP Shallow Lake. So while we were kind of on a little bit of a break there, I kind of mentioned that it sounded like being by a lake.
Yeah. Yeah, the EP is actually named after, it's a title of a song that I wrote called Shallow Lake, and the song itself is actually not on that EP. It's not released, but it was the Shallow Lake. The name comes from this idea of a place of meeting, I guess, or a place you can go in your mind. And it's just, there's a forest, and you're walking through the forest, and you arrive at a lake, and it seems daunting to jump in as you look at it, but when you actually step in, it's quite shallow, and I guess it's anything that is overwhelming, once you actually step in it, it's not so bad.
Mm-hmm. And it can even become place of safety.
Exactly. Or, yeah, to escape or heal or anything.
Yeah. You also have your album cover for it is really interesting as well. Did you draw it yourself or?
Yeah, that was a bit of a, I didn't draw it for the EP, but I had this calendar. And on the back of the calendar, I think it was for 2023, and on the back of it, it was just blank, and it was huge, it's a pretty big calendar, mm-hmm. and, it just felt like a waste to throw out all this paper, so then I just started using the back of it as, a drawing, kind of sketch pad, and then one day I had a pen, and I just drew and wrote a bunch on one of these blank pages, and then I thought it was fitting to use as a cover. I with some edits, it's not yellow initially, but yeah, made some changes to it.
Yeah, I'd say it's very fitting. Definitely has the same sort of vibe to it as your music does.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
It's very fitting. So, kind of moving back over to festival season, which is another thing going on currently, as we've kind of been going on about. You mentioned that you're on top of the Young Performers going to be playing around backstage with...
Yes, with Sam Singer. We're doing this thing called the Wandering Minstrels. And yeah, it's four of us, Sam, Juliana, and Patrick, and I. And I'm not exactly sure where in the festival we are playing. I think it's mostly in the sort of volunteer area backstage. Mm-hmm. It might be on the festival grounds themselves too. But it's very, very relaxed gig. I think we just go around these 30-minute bursts and play some songs, and it's a little bit
there's just some chaos going on in the studio.
But yeah, it's I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it sounds fun. It makes me kind of think of like actual minstrels going around. Like you almost need a feather cap on.
Yeah,
go around with a lute
and barded up.
Yeah. Go full bard style.
Full bard on them, yeah.
It would suit Folkfest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could wear some stockings and over some pants.
Go full into
Robin Hood. Look like Robin Hood or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
I've been waiting for that opportunity.
Young Performers, Sam is Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we've been going through your EP and then every kind of show you've been playing already. What do you have going on for kind of the next month other than Folk Fest?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, I think as we talked about, I'm moving off to Montreal next month at the start of August. So the rest of my July is a mix of a lot of logistic stuff that I need to do in order to prepare. And then also just prioritizing within all of that chaos, trying to add this layer of good chaos of trying to see as many people as I can and have some meaningful goodbyes and or see you laters rather, and just try and be as present as I can for the next month and not take it for granted. And
that too. So you're going to be kind of just staying put and...
Until then, yeah.
I
think I'm in the city until I move now.
Nice. So you're just going to take it easy?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, there's a lot of things to do, but...
Yeah. Moving's a big thing.
Yeah, I'm mainly just trying to stay present because in transitions I tend to zone out and arrive on the other end of it and then kind of wake up and be like, oh, what the heck, everything's different. But
kind of like a severance situation.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm trying to embrace this transition and...
it'll be good.
Yes, I think so. It will be what it will be, and I think that will be good.
Yeah. So we will be... I think we have time for one more from your EP.
Great.
And then we'll be back to kind of close off the show. So we'll listen to Not Good Enough, and then we'll be right back. So here is Not Good Enough on 101.5 UMFM.
You melted into clay.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, this Manitoba in the Moment. So we were just listening to your, I think it says here, third song on your EP.
Yes.
Not Good Enough.
Three.
And again, it's just such a wonderful EP. It's very calming and just awesome. Honestly, I just really like it.
Thanks.
And again, you have your Bandcamp set up. So if anybody...
Yes, Basher on Bandcamp.
Yes.
B-A-S-H-E-R.
And you have quite a few other releases on there.
Yep, very sporadically, as we previously talked about.
Yeah.
Very sporadically released. And some more music coming out in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Which is something to look forward to for everybody. Which, again, you should go and listen to Sam's music. And go and see him play at the Young Performers as well.
11 a.m. Folk Fest, bright and early, Friday.
And maybe go and catch him being a bard.
Yep, I will be barding it up with Sam Singer.
The two Sams of the bard, or bard.
The two Sam
it's Sam, bards. Yeah, the two Sam bards.
The two Sam bards.
New title. And then... You're going to be off and having new adventures.
Yep. I thought you said nude adventures.
I mean, that's up to you.
If that's you Montreal.
You're going to go there. So.
Just kidding.
One final question for you. What would you say has been the most fulfilling out of doing music and the Young Performers?
Specifically with the Young Performers?
Either or. If you want to specify on your whole music or just Young Performers.
Yeah, I mean, any opportunity to connect with someone new or reconnect with someone that you've known for a long time or maintain a connection, any kind of connection, I think is often the most fulfilling thing. Like if you have a good day, it's usually a result of something involving another person, or sometimes not, but I think, yeah, any time that my music or other people's music has allowed me to establish a connection or become closer with someone is when it feels most fulfilling. So, or if people express that they resonated with my music, then that's when it's most fulfilling, I think.
That's perfect. So thank you so much for coming on again, Sam. It's wonderful to talk with you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And then everybody make sure you go and listen to Sam's music on Bandcamp under the name Basher.
Yep.
And Ego Spank while you're at it. And
yep.
Then
throw some Ego Spank on.
Yeah. And check Sam out at Folk Fest if you're going. And then we'll catch you next week. Here at 2 on Manitoba in the Moment.
Hey there, all you sexy people out in Radio Land. This is Eli from The After Party, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5. The rain can't stop the fire.